presidential elections have tensions rising in Kenya. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll tell you what the church in Kenya is already doing to promote peace amid election season. And what do receipts have to do with Christian persecution in India? Well, you'll find out in just a few moments. But let's start today in Kenya, teetering on the edge of political chaos. The Kenyan presidential election was last Tuesday, and preliminary results show that President Uhuru Kenyatta is ahead by 9 percentage points. The opposition's already made fraud accusations, and police were deployed in the capital city of Nairobi to quell violent protests. Food for the Hungry's Gary Edmonds explains.
So often, the political leaders come from one tribal group or another, and people want to make sure that their tribal group is represented.
Violence in Kenya often leads to an economic crisis, so Food for the Hungry is trucking in aid and food now. Edmonds says the Kenyan church is also stepping up to promote not just superficial peace, but true reconciliation.
I had a friend who mobilized a prayer walk in one of the largest townships, Matari, right there in Nairobi itself. And he said, we're going to walk and we're going to ask people to come together in these kind of ways because we're gospel people. We believe in reconciliation and we believe that this election does not need to degenerate into violence and hostility.
The best thing you can do for Kenya right now?
Pray that a spirit of peace would enter into the conflict, the hardships, that people would not use violent means to try to come to an end that they desire.
Next, Biblica's prison ministry is older than most of the prisons they serve, and yet it's not slowing down. In fact, Andrew Wilson says they'd be getting more and more requests for Bibles every year for the last two centuries.
We're talking close to with prison fellowship, with prison book project, with just our individual chaplains. It's probably close to the 3,000 facility mark that we're able to get God's word into, which is just amazing.
Biblica even has a special Bible to distribute to prisoners called the Free on the Inside Bible.
What we did was we inserted testimonies from individuals who are either currently incarcerated and know the Lord or came to know the Lord during incarceration and are now free and doing ministry or just living their lives outside of prison.
By using scripture, testimonies, and partners across the United States and beyond, Biblica hopes to continue reaching prisoners for generations to come.
For those who are incarcerated, they're in such a hopeless situation. They're stuck there. They don't know how long it's going to be. They're taken away from everything. And of course, yes, that's as a result of their actions. However, we know that as Jesus came and died for us and our sins, that doesn't exclude them.
Find out more about how you can come alongside these prisoners at missionnews.org. And maybe a box of receipts is the last thing you'd think of when it comes to persecution. But John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says that's exactly what Ministries of India would picture.
Since the Hindu Party came into power at the central government, they have been tightening things, tightening restrictions, watching things a lot more closely. So we have been under tremendous amount of scrutiny.
That means extensive annual investigations into many Christian ministries that serve one purpose, to complicate things.
It takes a couple of weeks and repeat visits, things like that, and it's a way that they can really frustrate or try to discourage those who are working in the ministry, those who are working for the kingdom.
So far, Bibles for the World has passed every test, but the pressure isn't letting up. But ID thinks that this is only a taste of what's ahead, and the local church is asking for your prayer.
We just need prayer here for ourselves and our team over there, that they may stay diligent and stay focused on their role in keeping things in order so that we can always pass through these government inquiries without any problems.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and with others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.